Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Murray, your host, and I just want to wish you a very happy self-help Saturday. Today's topic is alcoholism and alcohol and sugar. Okay, so let's go right into it. I am very happy to share with you here on That's What I'm Talking About that I have not drank any alcohol. This August will be 6 years. So I'm really happy about that. I really didn't think that I was an alcoholic until I picked up their little postcard at Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, the 12-step program. I had went there in support with my son, my younger son, and we had, he was court ordered to go to the AA meetings. And so I went with him and I sat there and I listened a little more. And then I went to the back and I picked up their literature and I answered on a postcard. It was a pink one for girls and blue one for boys. And the postcard, had all these questions just to determine if you're an alcoholic or not. And sure enough, I answered a lot more yeses than noes, which determined that I indeed was an alcoholic or am an alcoholic. I don't really like that whole concept of I am an alcoholic because it's really difficult to say that. I mean, it's just like, what? That's weird. And then to say that for the rest of your life, you're an alcoholic. Ugh. You know, it just kind of like chafes me. It like, I don't know. I feel like it's just wrong. It just doesn't seem right. You know what I am? I am a child of God. That's what I am. And I am broken. I am not 100%. Of course, I am me. And I am just who I am. And I'm doing my very best. And here on Self-Help Saturday, I thought it'd be nice to talk a little bit about the headache I woke up with this morning. I know cleaning yesterday and not doing the dance party Friday, not having music really kind of set the tone for my sour vibe, my sour feelings as I was going to bed last night. And I know I could have changed things. I could have had music going. I could have played more with my doggies, like taken little breaks and thrown the frisbee for Molly and rubbed Winston's tummy. I could have done a lot more things differently yesterday, but instead I just did a deep dive into cleaning our home. I kind of let it go. I've been so busy with school and Natalie, and well, there's no real excuse, but if you just defer it and you keep deferring like laundry, you end up with, we used to call it Levi Mountain. I'm just mountains of clothes. So, along with the scouring of the tubs, the bleaching of the everything, and just, you know, just totally immersed in cleaning yesterday, I should have had some music on. Now that I think about it, it would have been a lot more palatable, but that's all right. We'll do that next time. And what I wanted to talk about is sugar. So I don't drink alcohol anymore. And when I did drink alcohol, I would wake up with a hangover and a tremendous headache. It was splitting. My head would be splitting in two, it felt. It was, and I'm one that suffers with migraines because of hormones. So I used to get severe migraines ever since I was probably late teens, early 20s, and up until just most recently, my 50s. So as soon as I stopped with my menstrual cycle, I no longer had the terrible migraines. I mean, I maybe have had one or two in the last 3 years. So that's a huge blessing. But when I drank almost six years ago, I had headaches on top of my migraines. So I was just adding more pain onto my pain. It's like, I don't even know why. And maybe that's why I wanted to numb the pain and thinking that alcohol would numb it. And I'm talking like I'm like some big alcoholic. I drank wine. I love the organic wine. I would drink a bottle. And I just really liked it. And it seemed like I used to say, oh, I'll have a glass a night. That's what the Italian people do. The Italians. I mean, that's what I've always seen on movies. They always have wine with their meals. So I would drink at night when I prepare my meals. But then I equated that to when I was younger, how my mom, she always would start drinking when dinner time, when she was cooking. And I always told myself, I will not be an alcoholic like my mother. And there's no way, because it sucked. And my mom and was so good about what she did. She stopped drinking when I was 13. But up until 13, I really, you know, watched my mom and how she would cook. And I'd lose my mom after our meals because she would slip into her state of euphoria or whatever, her way of her lifestyle. And it wasn't something it wasn't good for me. And I just knew that I wanted to do things differently when I had kids, and I just didn't want to be like my mom. So what I noticed was I was beginning to be like my mom, and my daughter was, I'd say about 10. And I was like, I don't want to do this, because it was like a habit that was forming from like a year when I knew that my marriage was totally done, over. And I was trying to make those big decisions and involved counseling and, okay, what do I do? And it just so much stuff. So yes, I was numbing my pain and deferring things as well, like not getting on top of what I needed to handle, as divorces are, you know, delayed because of, you know, it's just like, oh, my baby's too young. I don't want to not be with her 100% of the time. I'll just stay here in this very unhappy life that I'm living. And I guess I'll numb myself with some alcohol and dumb it down. But then I, all of a sudden, I like reflected and I looked back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing exactly what I didn't want to do. And so I made some changes. And when I went with my son, Sam, I realized maybe I am an alcoholic per this little pink note card, this little postcard thing that I filled out. Looks like I am. So I decided to start going to the meetings, and it was good. It was good. It was healing. It was hard. It was hard to just stop drinking alcohol when I am such a strong-minded person and I'm very stubborn. And I thought, oh, this is stupid. Of course I can stop. But I really was challenged. And it was really, really a struggle. A mental struggle. But I was going to win. There was no way that I was going to keep drinking, because I made a commitment and I decided that I am not going to be how my mom was, especially with this beautiful daughter that God blessed me with and the two sons that I have. So there was no way I was going to carry on that. I don't know. What is it? They say sins of the fathers are carried on for the next. Is it 4 generations or 7 generations? I didn't want to do that to my babies. So I dove right in, and I was committed, and I went to a lot of meetings at first, because it was strange how I didn't realize how much alcohol was controlling, or how much that addiction was controlling me or my mindset. So I was like, okay, no, 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 no. I've got to just stick to this. do something. And if I want to drink, just go to a meeting. If I want to drink, if I have those strong, you know, desires to drink, I'm going to just go to a meeting. And so I did that. I did that for about a year. And I was exercising, and I had met John about a year before I decided to stop. And John is my fiance, and John and I've been together, it'll be 7 years. Yeah, we've been together already six. It'll be 7 years in August. So, yeah, we had already been together a year, and I chose just to stop. And that was interesting too, because he did like to drink. So now our brand new relationship, and we're all in love, and I suddenly stopped drinking. So that was a little bit of a curveball that I threw into our relationship, which I believe is great, because now John barely drinks. But what I want to get back to is how I correlate sugar. We'll delve into this more, but I don't want to go too long-winded on this. But I correlate now sugar to my hangover in the morning. So basically, when I woke up this morning, I woke up with a splitting headache, like I remembered. And it has to be because I finished the sherbet ice cream that's loaded with sugar. And I'm miserable right now. And I don't know if it's the cleaning chemicals mixed with a sherbet ice cream. But Self-Help Saturday, I am going to lovingly take care of myself and drink a lot of water, whatever's in my body, whatever chemicals are in my body that were harmful, along with the sugar. I'm going to pee it out. I'm going to pee out all that bad stuff. So whatever you're doing for Self-Help Saturday, just help yourself, and know that when you help yourself, you're going to be helping others by helping yourself. So because they want you whole. And right now, as I speak to you, I am not whole. I would say I am one third. I look forward to my two thirds coming back to me, hopefully by at least 2 or 3 o'clock today. All right. Well, have a beautiful Self-Help Saturday, whatever you intend to do. Looks like it's dreary and rainy here in Southern California. So perhaps I will watch a movie, a rom-com. Is that how you say it? Rom-com. Rom-com. And I'm going to drink some coffee because I really like my warm brown friend. May God bless you. Because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.